Hello, listeners. Today I have Dave Baxter, of many names on Twitter, who also uses the Endeavon tag. Hello, Dave.
Hiya, Paul.
What names are you using?
Well, people know me as the Merlin, which came about through my radio shows that I used to do, which were called Merlin's Magic. And then people also know me as Dave Baxter, the life coach. And so basically there's only those two really, although they come up as different guises like coaching radio, altered image and all that sort of thing, but they're all to do with the businesses that I run.
Okay, would you like to tell us a little bit about those businesses?
Yeah, well, Altered Image was the very first one, and that started in 2006 when I was having a late night meeting over a few beers with a friend of mine, and we were talking about quantum physics and the effects of the different words that people use on water molecules. There'd been a lot of experiments done, and we were watching a DVD called What the Bleep. And as a result of watching that and then going home and talking to my wife and all that sort of thing about different aspects of teaching people and helping people to progress, personal development, then I saw a TV program about life coaching, and everything sort of fell into place. That's it, I can do that. And that's where I started. I studied life coaching, studied counselling, gained a qualification in counselling, gained another qualification in coaching, then went on to do a diploma, which I got honours in, and so I set my stall up as a coach, basically. And then Cauldron FM came about because of my radio connection and my coaching connection. It was the summit of everything.
Okay, that sounds all very interesting.
Thank you.
Where did you first get into your we had conversations before. You mentioned you went to Glastonbury, and that was an interesting story. Would you like to tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I was in Glastonbury in 1988-89, having lived in Bristol for many years and gone to Glastonbury regularly. But I was going through a phase in my life in 88-89 where I knew that I wanted something to change, and I didn't know what it was. And I ended up in Glastonbury on a holiday, the weekend that there was the horrendous gales, and we were supposed to have met some friends there. They didn't turn up, and basically we discovered that we'd gone to Glastonbury for a healing situation. And that learning that and gaining that knowledge, and the people that I met while I was there over that weekend and subsequently, helped me to sort of get direction in my life, to know exactly where I was going and how it was going to all unfold. Although I didn't know the specifics, I knew that being a coach was part of it. I knew that running the radio stations was part of it. My sort of work in the entertainment industry all came together. It all made sense. And I released my first album as a result of that and a meditation that I did on Glastonbury Tour.
Would you like to have a quick promote of your albums? Where could we find and download those?
Well, I'm just starting to put them all onto Reverb Nation. And I'm actually now in the proud position of being number 11 in the Exeter charts.
Fantastic.
So people are interested in it. They're voting me up the charts. So over the next few months, all my work will actually be on Reverb Nation. Once I've got a sufficiently large catalogue on there, I'm going to actually have them up for sale.
That'd be fantastic. We'll be looking forward to downloading that.
Great.
Thank you for the interview this afternoon.
You're welcome, Paul.
Thanks very much.
Cheers.